It's liver and onion with old cheese and sour bits of yogurt. Wanna bite?
It's official. You suck.
Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
Let no joyful voice be heard. Let no man look up at the sky with hope. Ah! And let this day be cursed by we who read it await. The Kraken!
Available to over 1.7 billion people in the entire world, but listened to only by an elite group known only as listeners. You're listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, recorded semi-live at Studio D Chevalier, semi-beautiful, not really attractive Security, Colorado. You're listening to the Ensemble Cast. And now, hear them dumbass boys, Colin Burton.
That man over there, he's very dangerous.
FizzlingPop.com.
Why? Did he order the chili?
And Derek Knight.
Aw, fuck it.
From SonOfCheese.com with the latest episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Kumbaya, theater at its most raw.
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It is, it's actually really cool to be sitting here again because it's fun.
It is fun.
It is fun. I'm Derek Knight, of course, from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello, listener.
My sister Heather made it from Med and Spam.
Hello.
There is an empty chair where Justin should be. And so Justin's just not here. Couldn't hear that. I'll have to do that later.
Pretty low, yeah.
However, Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio is joining us once again.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, thanks for joining us. My wife Heather, who last time we did this, told me I had things I could have said. So now the pressure's on. How are you anyway?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And joining us, he was a guest on a previous episode, a major fucking star of both stage and screen, and the only actor in the worst movie of all time that really gave it his all. It's Chris Graham.
Hey.
Hi.
You like that? Yeah. It's like, what could you say after an intro like that, right? Nothing, apparently. You're just going to stare at me?
He's dumbfounded.
He's absolutely dumbfounded. But yeah, Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario.
I said, where's that little pussy?
He did not show up. And Justin, last time, Justin was the target, the victim of a lot of
abuse.
Ribbing.
Abuse.
Good-natured fun.
Oh, you don't go on the show if you can't handle that.
I know, right? And Colin was gracious enough to find a new theme song for him. And unfortunately, he's not here, but we'll play his new theme song anyway. So thanks for finding that. It was, of course, the Pussy Song by Ivor Biggin.
You betcha.
God, I'd hate to see what you did if I didn't show.
No. Oh man, I tell you, all the thing, the
you
worst.
You get it even worse if you don't show.
Right, that's the thing. You have two choices. You can either show up or you can take abuse.
And if you show up, you take abuse.
So at least you have the chance to defend yourself.
But it's good-natured abuse.
Yes,
it's always good-natured. Correct.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't mean anything by it. I mean,
no.
You like Justin. You're.
Oh, I like him. Yeah, he's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's not even a kid.
That's awesome. I think he's older than you.
Yeah.
Oh my.
No, I mean he's fun. He's knowledgeable about stuff. And
he's big in Japan.
He's huge in Japan. That's probably why he didn't show up. He was like, why am I wasting my time on this show with listener when I could be entertaining all of Nippon?
He probably said, you know what? I don't have to take this shit.
Is that it?
I've got a much bigger audience.
That's
Japan
right.
is fucking huge.
That's right. And people in Romania. And, you know, he's got people all over the world.
Yeah,
all over the world. Of course, we're available to all those same people. We are.
Yeah,
they could be. If they showed a little initiative, they could be downloading this podcast, but no.
No.
No, they're not.
No, nobody is.
Nobody's
no.
Down the door?
Not nobody. I mean, I'm at least downloading it. So if you see one download on the stats page, it's always me. Because here's a little tip.
Yeah.
Colin never listens.
I don't.
My dad enjoys
the show. I started to.
Your dad does
He's
enjoy
a
the
major
show.
Fan.
And your dad is a captain of industry. He's got a building with his name on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't even have that.
No, we don't have that. Anyhow, so we've BS'd quite enough, I think. We should get into the meat of today's program. And the meat of today's program, part of it is going to be, speaking of meat, Colin sent me this little video, this piece of gold, and it's Representative Nancy Elliott speaking on House Bill 1590, and I'm just going to let the clip speak for itself, and then I've got a couple things to say about the clip as it loads.
As it loads. We heard in the hearing one of the people who came to testify, and they said that this is not normal. And I have to think about it a while. You know, what are we talking about?
When she's, I should interject, when she says this is not normal, she is talking about same-sex marriage. Gay relations, she says, are not normal. And I apologize for the audio quality. I apologize. Yes. But we should let it run its course because it's funny.
And so I started thinking, and we're talking about taking the penis of one man and putting it in the rectum of another man.
Thank you, helper.
Sorry.
A rectum of another man and wiggling it around and excrement, and you have to think, I'm not sure. Would I allow that to be done to me? All of us, that could happen to you. Would you let that happen to you? Is that normal?
Okay. All right.
She's talking about wieners and poo.
She is. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Yes. What? This is Representative Nancy Elliott's impression of anal sex. Would you allow this to be done to you?
Nancy's just walking down the street and oh my god.
Yeah. Nancy's a beast. Okay. So I mean she'd be lucky if it happened to her. If this is her interpretation, you stick the penis in the rectum and wiggle it around in excrement. Not exactly sure that's a clinical definition of anal intercourse, but her attitude is, would you let this happen to you? I don't believe this is something I would like to happen. So in her world, if gay marriage is allowed, random people will come up to you on the street and violate your rectum and stir up your poop. These things, it's amazing. We elect these people. Now, we personally, you, me, anybody in this room didn't maybe personally elect her. I don't know where she's from.
New Hampshire.
So nobody in this room is eligible to vote in any of the New Hampshire elections. But there are people that elected.
They have this mindset.
That elected Representative Nancy Elliott to espouse their views, to represent them at the highest levels of government, and she doesn't even have the wherewithal to look anything up on the internet, the vast interwebs that could give her resources could sound a little less backwards.
If she'd looked up butt sex on the internet,
and if she had even spelled it in the manner that the kids spell it nowadays with the EK. No, why don't you take that? Why don't you just go ahead and take that?
Sorry. It's called wiggle mode now.
It's not vibrating.
So, but yes, Representative Nancy Elliott of New Hampshire on House Bill 1590 believes in her heart of hearts that if gay marriage is allowed in all across the land, that she will be violated. She will be violated from behind. She will have her excrement stirred up by the penis of another woman. I see her mind as a scary, scary place.
I just thought it funny that she had to specify the penis of a man.
Of a man into the rectum of another man and wiggle it around in excrement.
A lot of people have been pointing out online.
She's put a lot of thought into that.
She has. Yeah. She really has.
There's a little something subliminal going on, a little Freudian slip maybe.
Something's not right with this female.
And has been pointed out online. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you are even engaged in anal sex.
No, apparently, as soon as you turn gay, anal sex comes out of the woodwork.
No, but the reality is,
I know,
that
no,
it isn't.
It's like,
and in fact, in a lot of
you still have to
straight
get
marriages, anal sex is involved.
Although, you know, in the Deep South, there are states where that is still illegal.
Nonetheless,
I know, but no, happens. I get what you're saying. What you're saying is
the thing that she's afraid of is not really something to be afraid of. She's out of her mind.
Yes, but I do. I also enjoy her.
Yeah.
Would you let this happen to you? I don't think I want that to happen to me. Yeah, because as soon as it happens, boy, people are just going to come out of the woodwork and bam, 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 attack you from behind.
Yep.
No excrement is safe.
Nope.
Yeah. So, but this is the kind of thing that Colin comes up with. Colin is, I've called him before, the minister of the weird. If there's anything odd out there, he will find it. And so, yeah, I would take it off to ye. In fact, I salute you by taking my hat off to you. Congratulations, well, Colin, on a wonderful find. And speaking of wonderful finds, there is this site that you sent me information about. And initially, I was like, what is this, French? Is this Chat Roulette? No, it's Chat Roulette. Chat Roulette is big with the kids. You've got kids.
Yep.
How old are your kids again?
13, 10, and 8.
Wow, so they're prime Chat Roulette age.
You know, what's funny is on the way over here, I heard something on the radio about that, and it doesn't sound like something for kids.
No, it doesn't. It's really not. So let this be a cautionary tale to you, Father of the Year.
All right.
So, Colin, please tell the kids a little bit more about this Chat Roulette.
Yeah, it's actually kind of exploding onto the scene. I think it was set up by a 14-year-old in Russia. He started this whole thing.
Yeah.
Set up the protocol that makes it work.
And what exactly is
basically
Chat Roulette's
just book? Like random hookup of two chat cameras. Mm-hmm. You can choose to continue chatting, or either of you can hit next to go to the next person.
So right. It's like speed dating
kind of, but
speed chat.
You have absolutely no idea what you're going to wind up seeing.
Right.
And
wow. But you know, A, why else do you have a webcam? If not to sit naked in front of it, right? B, it was TMI. It's the modern equivalent of sticking your dong through somebody's mail slot in their door, I guess. And just sitting in front. That's a line from an Ivor Biggins song.
Okay. What have you done in your house?
No, the look on Heather's face, the other Heather, my sister Heather, was just like, what? No, it's something your husband will do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I will not.
Just warn us if you're doing it so we don't come over to the house when you're doing it.
So anyway, so what the problem is, there are children using Chat Roulette of all ages, and there's also middle-aged naked men?
Well, yes, people say it's a problem, but really, you can find porn on the internet if you look for it anyway.
You can. This is true.
Whereas you can also hook up with interesting people and interesting conversations can occur.
Yeah, you can also hook up with not-so-interesting people.
You can.
Yeah. I'm completely sidetracked you now.
Yes. I have a friend. I'm not going to name this friend because what he did was kind of...
Can you at least make up a name?
We'll call him Bob.
Okay.
What was that?
That's Bob's sound effect. Every time you say Bob, he gets a honk.
That's a honk?
In Derek's world, that's a honk.
Okay.
Is that better?
That's long.
It's a buzz.
Is that better?
That's way more appropriate.
Oh my god, they killed Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. You bastards.
Well, he's been having fun with this for a while now. What he did...
He's been having fun with it. Okay. Yes. How old is Bob?
Bob is in his mid-20s.
Okay. So he's not as disgusting as he will be.
College age, right?
All right.
Well, no, he doesn't get naked in front of the camera. What he does, what he did, and he was telling me about this, and I thought it was incredibly funny... There's a program that you can get for the Mac called Minicam, MANYCAM.
Okay.
And you can set up any feed as a camera feed. Even if it isn't a camera feed, it can even be a still shot, anything.
Oh, good.
And the first thing he decided to do was set up this video of a woman undressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he connects to people, and you can see their faces, and he's taking screenshots of their faces. And it's going along, and they're like, ooh, getting into it. And then it switches to the goatsy picture.
See, and I have successfully avoided the goatsy, but Jason did this thing that's that universal, that's not right. So you've seen this, apparently.
Yeah.
I've successfully avoided it.
Unfortunately,
you can't unsee it,
so stay where you're at.
Okay, and he would take screenshots of their reactions.
Okay. All right. That's funny. I do appreciate the humor in that.
Right.
Is there a site where we can go to see Bob's handiwork?
I don't believe so. I told him he needed to set one up, but he hasn't yet.
So this is just for his personal amusement.
Yeah. He gets really amused by it.
I would too.
Then
you would too.
Then he was noticing a lot of masturbators, and he decided, hey, why don't I do this? He took a clip of kids being shocked at a video and would try to find these people masturbating.
And then
and that's what they would see.
Yeah. Sure, I get that. That's funny. That's great.
There's a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Sure. So. Yeah. Well, it's out there, you know.
It is out there.
That's the thing about being free.
Right.
And the interwebs and all that is, yeah, you never know what you're going to stumble upon next.
Actually going to be really interesting to see how this, as this gains notoriety.
It's gaining a lot of notoriety. Like you said, Jason, you heard something on the radio. Yep. I've been hearing about it.
And we actually saw a segment on Tosh.0 on it.
As yeah. Well. And just today, I think on Yahoo News, there's a thing about it maybe the most dangerous site ever created. It's like, what? Well, maybe, but not necessarily.
No.
The danger is if you're not paying attention to what your kids are doing on the internet.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
If you let them just run wild, and the fact is, if you're allowing them to do that, chat roulette may be the least of your worries. I mean, I'm just saying. Just throwing that out. Max isn't going to be on chat roulette. That's all I can say.
No, and this actually, are we done with chat roulette? Because this kind of segues into something else that I...
You can, if you'd about. Like to segue, if you'd like to take the show in a different direction, you go, and I'll tell you what, we'll just follow along.
Yay! Okay. Have you heard this?
Wow.
Shut up, you fucking sheep.
They just keep going. I thought there were like 4 seconds of sheep.
Surprise!
It's apparently like sheep night.
Pediatricians call for a choke-proof hot dog.
What?
Uh-huh.
So this is serious news. This was on. This was on toilet paper roll, or
this
what?
Was on USA. Oh, there we go.
So, so something that can't possibly happen.
Right. It's saying nearly 20% of all food-related asphyxiations are caused by hot dogs. The tubular meat product kills 77 children
tubular meat
every year.
This isn't a story from The Onion, is it?
And pediatricians are calling on food companies to redesign the hot dog and make it choke-proof.
Isn't that why...
It's called a knife and a fork.
You're supposed to cut it up before you feed it to your small kids, enough pieces. Man.
Derek is
nobody
eating.
Can see my outrage because I was currently eating not a hot dog.
Not tubular beef.
Beef, but I get what include a knife and fork in the packaging. Maybe,
I don't know, but okay.
People are so stupid.
Star shaped.
Oh boy, I will eat this whole. My God, everything I'm stuff in my mouth, see if I can swallow this thing whole.
And just put a disclaimer on it.
77 children a year get killed by this.
That's nothing.
I mean, feeling more kids get killed by shit bucket. Falling from the sky.
It is a drop in the bucket. You have to break a few eggs if you want to make an omelet.
Maybe they should just put
it. And on top of that, I'm sorry, but sometimes you have to weed out the dumb ones. And if you weed out by handing them a hot dog and walking away, then you hand them a hot dog and you walk the fuck away. That's all I'm saying.
Why don't they just put a warning?
It's like a test. It's
it.
Like a test for like. Oh, but can you handle the real world?
Is there a warning that
here's
says
the hot dog?
Blender,
if you choke on it, you fail.
Okay. If you eat too many paint chips, you don't get to reproduce.
That's so. Right.
That's even worse than dying.
Okay, you got to hear the rest of this.
Oh, please, yes, please fill me in because this is wonderful.
This is a quote from this person calling for the redesign. If you were to take the best engineers in the world and try to design the perfect plug for a child's airway,
these evil geniuses have done it.
It would be a hot dog.
Well, that's along the same lines as that's really along the same
to
lines. I know.
The group together to do that.
I know. So what are we doing? What's on the docket today? Well, I think we're going to try and find a way to plug up kids' esophagus because those fucking things talk too much. Oh,
so
I am on it. I'm thinking meat
for that.
Tubular meat.
And they got paid for that.
You know,
totally.
That's along the same lines as Kirk Cameron saying it's easy to believe in God when you notice that the banana fits right in your mouth.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
To paraphrase, yes.
Oh, man.
Okay. Continuing, says statement author Gary Smith, director of the Center for Injury Research and Policy.
Injury research.
At Nationwide Children's
Hospital.
I want
to work there.
In Columbus, Ohio. I'm a pediatric emergency doctor, and to try to get them out once they're wedged in, it's almost impossible.
Toothpicks, man.
No parents can watch all of their kids 100% of the time, Smith says. Best way to protect kids is to design these risks out of existence.
Wow.
Dude, cut up the hot dog.
Cut up the hot dog and teach them how to chew.
Yeah. Let's just lock them in a child-proof capsule until they're 18.
They act like there's no other option.
Though Smith says he doesn't know exactly how someone would redesign a hot dog.
Let's get to that. I don't really know how it's possible, but goddamn it, it's possible.
He's certain that some savvy inventor will find a way.
You know, they have these things called, little Smokies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Or a blender.
I got it. I'm going to run with this. Hot dog flavored paste in a tube.
Oh, that's gross.
That would be disgusting.
Just smear it on toast.
Or put it on your toothbrush.
Yeah, but then the toast, they could choke on the toast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because if you have come
up... So just don't feed your child until they're 18.
Now, here's the sense of reason. Janet Riley, president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, supports the Academy.
There isn't. The fact that there's a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council makes me smile.
Yes. Supports the Academy's call to better educate parents and caregivers about choking prevention. Ensuring the safety of the foods we service to children is critically important for us, Riley says.
I also guarantee that when she took this job as spokesperson for the National Sausage Council, she never expected to ever work. Mm-hmm. Other than saying, it's Oscar Mayer Wiener Day.
But Riley questions whether warning labels are needed. She notes that more than half of the hot dogs sold in stores already have choking prevention tips on the packages.
Well, then there you go.
Advising parents to cut them into small pieces.
Don't eat this food. It may choke you.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there's...
As a mother who has fed toddlers cylindrical foods like grapes, bananas, hot dogs, and carrots, I redesigned them in my kitchen by cutting them with a paring knife until my children were old enough to manage on their own.
Amen.
And
geez.
If they still have trouble beyond that, well, I don't know.
So the 77 kids that die every year to parents
thinking,
who are illiterate?
I'm thinking the solution.
What was her name again?
Her name?
You going to call her?
Janet Riley?
Yeah, Janet Riley.
Hi, my name is Janet Riley. I've been trying to choke my kids for years, and they just kept living. They kept crying, and they kept, like, saying, Mommy, I'm hungry, I want more hot dogs. And I'm like, this time is it. And now they just kept not choking.
Resilient kids. You know, the kids are resilient. That's all I can say.
So somebody needs to crossbreed Swiss cheese with hot dogs. That's all there is to it.
You know, it'd
get
be
holes through the hot dogs.
I tell you what, you get them together in a room, bearskin rug, a fire going, and some nice soft music, and
Swiss dogs.
And I mean, anything's possible. I mean, if you can get the right atmosphere going, I think anything can mate.
Exactly. So,
I like your idea.
So there you go. There's the answer. And a segue out. Food.
You're a segue maniac today.
This is the first time I've actually come prepared for the show in 90 episodes.
92, 93. About 90, 91 total episodes plus the two that I did without you.
Were you aware?
No.
Denny's is offering free refills on pancakes and french fries from now through the end of March.
French fries?
Wait a minute, hold up.
Bottomless pancakes and
fries. A pancake isn't something I usually ask for a refill on.
I'm just saying. That is their contribution to America.
You know, Denny's actually, I mean, now Denny's used to do, they bring it back. They used to do a free meal on your birthday, and I believe they're bringing it back this year. They always do that free thing after the Super Bowl that, you know, it's their way of feeding the homeless because that's pretty much who shows up. Now, then again, how do they find out about it? They don't have TVs in those little shanties and their lean-tos.
I blame newspapers because they sleep under them.
Damn it. Son of a bitch. You know, I would love Denny's if their food didn't suck. My biggest problem with Denny's is it's not any fun to eat there because the food kind of crap.
But now you can have as many fries as you want.
So, there's a great idea. I'm going to go to a place where I hate the food, but please give me more. Just exactly. keep filling the plate up, boy. I'm going to strap on a feed bag.
Yep. You know, we've
well, thanks for that tip. Because,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Let's get people involved now. Wait, because you've been talking.
Are you you're just running the show? That's what you're telling me.
I don't know. He's got a lot of things to talk about.
He seems and apparently
I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I've got more stuff, but I'll save it for other shows.
So. All right. Nothing's going on now. Okay, so get people involved. Let's go around the room then. Heather, hi. How are you anyway?
Oh, I'm peachy. How are you?
Jason, what are you up to?
Stuff.
Chris?
I enjoy sitting in this collapsible chair.
Starred in any feature films lately?
No.
Not that he knows of.
I haven't gotten the way of Danny Bonaducci yet, though. I watched... never mind, I got nothing.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah. You said you could be on the show because you had lots of stuff to talk about.
Last week.
Oh, that was last week. Yeah. Anything to talk about this week?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Damn it. And you're so out of my line of sight in this configuration.
I know. I'm hidden in the corner, so you can't see me.
Well, I told you could have sat right dead center.
Would that make you talk to me more if I did?
It would definitely give me more of a line of sight to you.
Okay. For next time.
For next time.
I'm not gonna get up and move.
Yeah. So
I think the movie Chud warrants a remake.
Okay.
Sorry, that was very random.
I haven't seen Chud.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
With the John Hurd and who's the other guy?
I don't know.
That guy.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow. Wonderful. The great thing is we can always do another show, and we're going to do the next show all about you. So if you have those random thoughts, boy, just, you know.
Save them up.
I got a lot of them.
Oh, I know. Store them up, because we're going to talk all about you in the next show. Thanks for showing up, by the way.
Thanks for having
me. Did you do a live show last night?
Sure did.
Live show every Saturday night. It's called what? Studio J.
Well, last night, what we do at the end of every month is me and Adriano, we do a show together called The Joint.
Oh, okay.
And he had the hosting duties last night, or not the engineering duties, sorry. So all I had to do was kick back and
react.
And yeah, react, play sidekick. And the stuff of legends happened last night because I got so tore up that I don't even remember ending the show.
Really?
Yeah.
And yet you were able to find your way here this morning.
It Trooper. Put me into a coma.
Trooper.
And slept well. So I'm good now.
Nice. So part of the mystique of your show is that you drink while you do it.
Yeah.
What was your drink of choice last night?
Last night was a lot of Canadian whiskey, man.
Yum.
Canadian whiskey. I keep it, and don't take this the wrong way, but I keep the Canadian whiskey in the house for the wife. It's
bite me. I drink more than just the Canadian whiskey.
He's kind of a girly drink.
Oh.
But
the Kraken.
The Kraken, which is sitting here on my desk. It's black spiced rum. It's got a Kraken on the front. And if anybody would like a sip of the Kraken or anything else in the liquor cabinet, just feel free to ask.
Hennessy.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, maybe we should do a shot at the beginning of the next show of anything of your choice, even the expensive crap.
All right.
Yeah.
The $9
an ounce stuff. Yeah. Yeah. If anybody's, all the eyebrows went up in the room like, I want to taste that.
It's warm.
It does. It makes you feel warm for like an hour, which is wonderful. And it cost me like almost $300 for the bottle.
Whew.
Damn.
Sometimes you have to take these opportunities, you know, these things that present themselves. And when you're presented with the opportunity to buy a 23-year-old Family Reserve Van Winkle, then you do it because it was rated a 99 by the Beverage Testing Institute. And the Beverage Testing Institute just doesn't throw out these 99s. They're not like, say, oh, you get a 99 too, because you're cute. No, they don't give out 99s. They just don't.
And I think that's a job I want. I want to work for the Beverage Institute.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, although you have to have, like, you have to go through, like, training. I mean, you can't just say, you know what, I really like booze.
They start on Kool-Aid.
I mean, yeah. Damn! I mean, because, like, I think you have to go, like, through all these tests of your palate and see if you can denote, you know, figure out, like, the notes of taste.
Ironically, slacking on that job would be not drinking on the job.
I know, right? That would, of course.
Are you not drinking again? God damn it, get out.
Chances are they make them spit them out.
I mean,
you just taste it and then you spit it up. But yet at least,
you
could rub it into your gums belly. And just assimilate some of it. Right?
Some of this stuff warms the belly. You need to know that. You can't tell that by spitting it out.
You know what? You're right. By God, let's all get jobs where we just get stinking drunk every day. As part of the job. I mean, as opposed to what you're doing now.
You could just keep your spit tub and drink it afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be disgusting. That is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard you say, which is, wow, that's disgusting. Just save your spit bucket and then drink
the alcohol. Will kill the germs. It's good. It's all good.
And then you get this wonderful,
all pure. Yeah,
this wonderful bouquet of different boozes and then your own bile.
It's like Christmas for a taster.
Or, you know,
all the different flavors.
That's probably what they do. They just set them out and the homeless folks run off with it. And then they're sitting by the railroad track barbecuing their pigeon and drinking from their spit bucket.
From a bucket.
From the bucket. That's right. That's their way of giving back. That would be awesome. Are you kidding? Yeah. No, seriously. Think about it. Okay, I've thought about it. Yeah. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You've been listening to us just kind of listen to Colin for about a half an hour.
Yeah. One out of 90.
One out of 90. Thank you for coming prepared. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Med and Spam joined us.
Bye-bye.
Jason from Red Rum Radio made the trip.
Thank you.
Chris Graham, major fucking star of Elves, who we'll cover in depth in the next program.
All right. Thanks
and
for
of course,
me.
I didn't let you finish. Let's start over. Chris Graham joined us.
Thanks for having me.
And my wife, Heather.
Go USA.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
kick the Canadians' ass.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about the Olympics since it'll be over by the time this posts, but we'll talk about it in the next show.
Sorry.
This has been fun. We'll be back again on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour whenever we feel like it.